You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are with Jess Jones, the founder of Soar Collective and the Startup Business Coach. She's passionate about connecting and supporting women in business. Today, Jess will discuss how to grow a community. Jess, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric.
You are most welcome, Jess, and good morning to you. So, to kick things off, why do you think it's important to build a community or a tribe?
Look, it's really important. There's so many benefits for business, but you know, first and foremost, it's a great opportunity for you to be able to build trust and respect for your brand and for your business amongst your community. So, you also give them the opportunity to know, like, and trust you, and that starts off a great customer relationship where they'll be able to feel more comfortable buying from you as well.
So, how would you recommend one start building their community or tribe?
I think it's really important to be clear on who your audience is. So, there's no good, you know, going in and deciding that you want to build this community if you're not even sure who you're wanting to speak to. So, you need to start from the beginning and have a look at who your target market is, whereabouts they spend their time, you know, whether that be online or consuming print media, TV, radio. So be really clear about where they are and where they hang out and who they spend their time with as well. So for myself, for example, it's women in business. You know, they spend time with other women in business and they want to grow their own businesses and collaborate with each other and support each other. So I know that's a really good starting point. You need to also think about their demographics and their psychographics. So, you know, find out the usual where they are, their age, their career, their home life, you know, their salary, if they're still working. So you need to be really clear about where they're coming from and what they're looking for. And then, you know, psychographics as well these days are equally as important. So trying to find out what their values are, what's really important to them, you know, where they, what makes them feel good even, how they spend their time on the weekends, all these things will help you build a really clear view on who you're speaking to and who you're trying to target.
So Jess, what kind of tools would one need to make this successfully happen?
I think if you can clarify that the place that they're spending their time, you know, for myself, I knew from the beginning that it was the majority of my target audience were on Facebook. So, and they still are, probably 98% of my Soar Collective members are on Facebook. So if you know exactly where they are, and that'll come back to your, you know, market research that you do, know where they are and then spend all of your time in there, you know, communicating with them. So for me, social media is huge. So obviously if you've got any device these days, you can be speaking to your community. So build, you know, you can build a Facebook group, in which we do. We have a members only Facebook group, and then we've got a broader Soar Collective community group of women in business. And if you're sure about where they are first and you'll spend your time wisely there, then that's a really good start. So social media is a fantastic tool. MailChimp as well. So we send out fortnightly newsletters, and that gives you a great opportunity to speak to your customers and your potential customers as well. If you can build your list and get a few on there that aren't, you know, your current clients, and that's great as well. Mailing lists are gold these days. So if you can keep building your database, then that's, yeah, definitely where you should be spending your time. I use Canva as well for ads and designs and images when posting within my groups and on my social media pages, which is just another way to build your brand and let your customers see a little bit about who you are, find out who you are. So I think, yes, coming back to knowing where your audience are and building your communication around that and building your strategy around that as well.
Today we are joined by Jess Jones, the founder of Soar Collective and the Startup Business Coach. She's passionate about connecting and supporting women in business, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Jess, what steps do we need to take to grow our community?
So I think, as I mentioned, starting from the beginning and being really clear on your why and your offer and who the people are that you actually want to target. So, you know, starting from there and building out from where you think they're spending their time. And then I guess the biggest thing is to remember to be authentic, to be your true self when you're speaking to them. People are smart these days and they'll see through you if you're putting on, you know, an act or if you're not using the right language or the right tone of voice when communicating with them. They will work that out. You know, they'll understand that you're putting it on and that you're a bit of a fraud. So be really clear about how you want to communicate with them. And, you know how they speak as well, know their language, and be sure that your tone of voice really resonates with them and with your brand. That's really important. And I think just to be consistent, so be really consistent with your branding, with your communication, with the way that you speak to them, with your images, so they see that there's repetition for a reason. You need to show that you're clear on your offer and what your branding is. So they understand that, you know, who they're dealing with. So when you're using tools like Facebook groups, you know, they're ideal for being able to connect with your audience and engage. And, you know, I'm in there every day and I'm responding to comments and making sure that we're giving a really good offer to our members and to our community. So constantly communicate with them. Do your research and keep asking them how you can improve as well. You know, find out what their problems are and be sure that what you're putting in your offer, your service or your product is actually what they need.
Jess, certainly helpful information in all regards. Thanks so much. Now, how has growing a community benefited you and your business so far?
Oh, look, it's massively benefited the business. We started out on Facebook, as I mentioned. So we use Facebook and Instagram because they're the two biggest social media platforms that our community use. We're certainly on, you know, Twitter and LinkedIn, but we put a lot of our energy into Facebook and Instagram because that's where our people are. So since, you know, we started Soar Collective, we've really built the community through those platforms and through our groups and through newsletters as well. So it's hugely benefited us because it gives us the opportunity to be in constant communication with our tribe. You know, we get to show bits and pieces of behind the scenes, setting up events. You know, when we've had our conference on, we do an annual conference. So last year we were able to show, you know, gifts that were in the goodie bags for guests on arrival, snippets of upcoming speakers, quotes, that sort of thing. So with our Instagram posts, we mostly share inspirational quotes, photos of upcoming speakers for events, even, you know, as I said, behind the scenes, setting up for events, that sort of thing. And then Facebook, we share helpful content. So we're always asking our community what their needs are, what they're looking for, what they're struggling with. And then we produce helpful content in accordance with that. We also share, you know, obviously promote our upcoming events. But we're really clear on our mix. So it's not always the same sort of stuff being, you know, posted out to them all the time.
Good stuff, Jess, and once again, very helpful. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip, or anything else that you would like to add in conclusion?
I think the most important thing is to remember to be yourself, be really clear on your why, and, you know, always come back to, is this in alignment with my values, my business values? Am I still producing great content? Is it helpful? You know, are my customers and my clients actually making use of this, or am I doing it, you know, just for the sake of it? Am I distracted? You know, you just need to be really clear on what you're producing is what the customer wants. And I think the best way to find that out is just to ask. You know, we use SurveyMonkey and send out surveys to our community. We use our other channels, as I've mentioned, social media, newsletters, and just keep on checking in with our group and make sure that we're giving them what they need and that it's helpful as well. So, you know, like I said, I think the biggest tip, be authentic, stay in really good communication with your community, and be sure what you're doing is actually helping them.
Jess, where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how can they also be in best contact with you as well?
Sure, you can find us on online at soarcollective.com. I also do business coaching for women in the startup phase of their business, and we do Skype sessions and clarity calls, so anybody anywhere can access our services, and that's at jessjones.com.au. We're obviously on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So the other thing, in the spirit of sharing helpful content, I wanted to be able to offer a free worksheet to listeners today, and it's on how to identify your dream client. So Eric will pop the link in the notes for you all.
And we'll certainly do that, and listeners, do pay attention to the show notes and the link provided per the broadcast on the broadcast page. And Jess, we do thank you for your time and wish you continued success. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Jess Jones, the founder of Soar Collective and the startup business coach. She's passionate about connecting and supporting women in business. And for more information, simply visit either soarcollective.com or jessjones.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.